So we're going to read together, John 2, 1 through 11. And perhaps, does somebody at home have that passage? Lindy, did you say you do? No. Peggy and Bill, do one of you want to read that, or should we read it from here? Go ahead and read it if you like.
Carolyn.
We need to unmute.
Is it better when I'm not muted?
Yes.
All right, let's go. On the third day, there was a wedding and Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. That's
the level. Okay. So the first thing we want to consider when we take a look at this, first of all, why does somebody want to explain to me why this might be considered ordinary? Why would this be considered an ordinary miracle? Go ahead, Oscar.
Because Rick can turn wine into wine.
Okay, so the idea here being that, you know, when we think about wine, especially in the context of the day here, wine was an ordinary part of life. It was an ordinary part of meals, was an ordinary part of daily lives from actually a fairly young age for most people. And if we think about the people who were attending this event, this wedding, and that were witness to this glory and greatness, as we might interpret it, have seen wine all their lives, have drank it thousands and thousands of times. And as you also saw, there were some people that were present. In fact, most people didn't even know that Jesus had performed the miracle at that time. Remember, it says that the servants, the people who were called to draw the water that Jesus turned into wine, were the people that saw what he had done. So from a couple of different perspectives, this is just an ordinary circumstance. It would be expected at such an event that wine would be served. So the fact, or let's call it miraculously, divinely created by Jesus, in terms of the effect that it had on people, there was nobody made from dead to alive. There was nobody healed from sickness unto health. There was nothing extraordinary or particularly divine about the result of this miracle. So when the first thing that we want to take a look at here is that John states that Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding. That's in verse 2. What does this indicate about Jesus' social life? This is something we probably haven't thought of when we read this passage. What was Jesus standing in the community? Why would he have been invited to this event in the first place? And then let's see, the second part of that question is, what does it tell you about who Jesus is? Just the idea of the invitation to this wedding. Anybody have any thoughts?
I'm guessing he went because his mother was invited, just like I've been to so many weddings that are with the family. I don't really know these people.
Right.
That could be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other ideas?
Well, his mother was there, so perhaps it was friends of the family or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's kind of what Rob said too, and I agree. What were you going to say?
I just think it reflects he was living a life as basically a normal human being.
Okay. To me, yeah, we could say all of these things. I mean, when Rob said the same thing, basically, that you said, Lindy, it's because his experience is that he did that younger and now because somebody else is invited that he is attached to in some way. This, I think, really speaks to the idea of the ordinary. There was an expectation among social circles that we attend each other's life events, just like there is today in many circumstances, whether it's family, friends, an extended social group. The same way we invite people to weddings today is the same reason we invited people to weddings back in Jesus' time. Go ahead.
He did say that they invited all of his disciples as well, though, which we tend to go against the chain of his mother, because usually when you go with your mother, you're not asked to bring all your friends.
Right, right. So there was probably an element of familiarity, and whoever was the host in charge of inviting whoever knew that Jesus was attached to these other folks. And if we remember also that this is early on in the ministry, that was probably a recent development. So it was somebody who had some sort of intimate knowledge or at least general knowledge of Jesus and his ministry. But perhaps that connection came just as we said, through a normal social, societal type of interaction that we might see every day, even today. So I think it, regardless of whether or not it was there was some sort of expectation from Jesus, we don't really know. We have no knowledge of that. There's nothing ahead of this passage that tells us that that's the case. So I think the assumption should be made that this was normal. I think normal and ordinary is probably the overall summation of this gathering in the first place. And Jesus was there, and the fact that his disciples were there. Now, we also know that we have seen in our own lives probably that God works in those spaces very well. So let's go to the second part of that question. What does it tell you about who Jesus is? And I think we kind of answered that, right? Didn't we? Kind of did. He was in the social circle of these people, or his mother was, or the disciples may have been, even since they were invited sort of as a group. But the idea, again, still, whichever way we want to answer that question that makes sense, still tells us that it was ordinary, right? Ordinary.